Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Our next chapter, Deuteronomy 23, deals with those who could not, quote, enter the assembly of the Lord, verse 1. There is some discussion as to what this actually meant. I find Adam Clark's comments helpful, quote, "If by entering the congregation is meant the bearing a civil office among the people, such as magistrate, judge, etc., then the reason of the law is very plain. No man with any such personal defect as might render him contemptible in the sight of others should rule among the people, lest the contempt felt for his personal defects might be transferred to his important office, and thus his authority be disregarded." End of quote. The chapter includes those who do not have the capacity to beget children, verse 1, those who do not have a clear lineage in Israel, verse 2, those who had entered the nation from among the Ammonites or Moabites, quote, to the 10th generation, in this case, quote, "because they did not meet you with bread and water on the road when you came out of Egypt, and because they hired against you Balaam the son of Beor from Pethor of Mesopotamia to curse you," verses 3 and 4, and Edomites or Egyptians to, quote, the 3rd generation, verse 8. The Edomites were shown this consideration because they were Israel's brothers, since they sprang from Esau, and the Egyptians were to be shown some consideration, quote, "because you were an alien in his land," verse 7. The Egyptians were originally very kind to Jacob's family. It was only later that they oppressed them. Yet in all this, the Lord was showing the importance of maintaining both cleanliness, see verses 9 to 14, and holiness in the camp of Israel. The nation must be preserved at all costs, because many years after these days, a Savior would come through Israel to offer salvation to us all.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.